With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump announcing that he made a deal with most of the House Republicans who derailed a procedural vote on a package of legislation, including three cryptocurrency bills.
President Trump wrote on Truth Social Tuesday night, quote, "I'm in the Oval Office with 11 of the 12 congressmen and women necessary to pass the Genius Act, and after a short discussion, they have all agreed to vote tomorrow morning in favor of the rule." The president continued, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was at the meeting via telephone and looks forward to taking the vote up as early as possible. "I want to thank the congressmen and women for their quick and positive response. Make America great again." The deal followed days of GOP infighting that threatened to stall the president's legislative agenda in the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 72% of likely U.S. voters believe it's important to prevent illegal immigrants from getting government benefits like Medicaid and food stamps. Only 25% don't think it's important. Despite President Trump's 50-day ultimatum for Russia to end its war in Ukraine, new Russian drone strikes hit a city in central Ukraine, leaving up to 15 people wounded.
Vinnytsia is one of four Ukrainian cities pounded Tuesday into Wednesday morning. 400 Shahed and decoy drones launched, as well as one ballistic missile. The Ukrainian Air Force says at least 15 people have been injured in the strikes in all that mostly targeted energy infrastructure. The latest bombardment in Russia's escalating aerial campaign comes ahead of a September 2 deadline set by President Donald Trump for the Kremlin to reach a peace deal in the three-year war under the threat of possible severe Washington sanctions if it doesn't. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 159 points and the NASDAQ composite adding 37. This is SRN News. An Ohio judge makes it easier to get abortion pills. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Hamilton County jurist has cleared the way for the drugs to be handed out by doctor's assistants, nurse midwives, and other non-physicians. The decision will make it easier for women in Ohio to end their pregnancies via drugs, which is now the primary way that women in all states end their pregnancies. The judge made reference to last November's vote by Ohio residents approving an amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Greece. A kosher restaurant in Athens has been defaced by vandals who wrote on the building, "No Zionist is safe here." Local authorities investigating the incident at the eatery, which has only been open 6 weeks. Anti-Semitism has spiked all around the globe since Hamas launched its devastating attack on Israel in October of 2023. This is SRN News. The Massachusetts assisted living facility fire that killed 9 and injured more than 50, raising a lot of questions.
With questions over whether there were enough firefighters to respond and whether staff did enough to help. Gabriel House resident Lorraine Ferrara says only a few staffers were working Sunday night.
And they left us alone and ran out into the parking lot and were running up and down the parking lot. I was hanging out the window, help, help. And they just kept running.
About 50 firefighters responded, including 30 who were off duty. Questions have also arisen about the facility's safety and disaster preparedness. I'm Julie Walker.
A judge has set a new execution dead for a Texas man who's been set last year to become the first person in the U.S. to be put to death for a murder conviction tied to a diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome. An October 16th execution date has been set. More details at SRNnews.com.